Good evening, y'all. Welcome back to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network here on Rumble BBS Radio and TV. That is right, and also X Tonight. I am your host, Just Jody, and tonight I'm going to be welcoming one of America's finest Patriots to the PHP Network. That is right, Mr. Scott King is here. If you follow the promotion, he is a true patriot, a total man of honor, who has served in the Army. He is a musician, a congressional candidate, and so much more out of the state of Indiana. And he's somebody who exactly knows what time it is right now. But before we do that, you guys, I got to play a quick word from our sponsor, because we are bringing back God's Money. The Christian-owned and operated Cornerstone Asset Metals Company is the only golden company that I fully trust and happen to love. So check it out real quick, and we will be back with Scott.
Changes in the political and financial markets. There has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
All right, you guys, please welcome America's finest and a true man of honor, somebody I absolutely have grown to admire, Mr. Scott King. He is here. How are you, Scott? Can you hear me? Have we lost Scott? We have no audio. I have no audio.
Sound.
I have no sound. Well, we have an issue because we are alive. Hold up, y'all. Let's find out what's going on. All right, Fitz, I hope we didn't lose all of the sound. Can you hear me now?
There you are, yeah.
All right. Sorry, not sure. We got a big storm going on here in Michigan, everyone. I'm so sorry. We will be battling till the end, unfortunately, but that's what we do. We're patriots. So please welcome somebody I've totally come to admire, a total man of honor. He absolutely knows what time it is, Mr. Scott King. How are you, Scott?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate you carving time out for us tonight. So
definitely a message that needs to be, told. So I want to read this passage, if you don't mind, real quick.
Yes, please
kind of start this podcast off right. It's from Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. And it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." So, amen to that. Hope everybody can
Thank
pick up a Bible
you.
Sometime to read that.
Amen.
Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. Put that aside.
Powerful. And you know, that seems to be where we're at right now. We are all really grasping our faith. We are in our Bibles. Oh, yeah. We are in prayer. Like, it is a time for our entire nation to really take note of God's word. And I think you've inspired me to make sure we get a verse in every episode from here on out, because
that wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt. It ain't gonna hurt. And if you don't like it, they don't have to watch. I'm okay with that. You're not my,
right.
You're not my people, right? You're not my people.
That's what it's all about.
That's right. So I gotta say, I know that General Flynn introduced you before as a man of honor. That is huge. How was that for you? What did that feel like?
That was pretty amazing. Absolutely.
I bet. I truly, truly
recommend
bet.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. He's, you know, he's quite something, you know. So I wanted to start you off and just give people a history on you because you have, okay. you know, a military. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for your service for this, you know, for our country and for doing the things that, you know, many of us cannot do, like literally. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. And
it's a different world, that's for sure. Unless you've served, you can't possibly understand the mindset that you gain, the awareness. It's just something that can't be taught. You gotta trial by fire.
So it was Army, right? Army Ranger.
Right. It was so, Army and the Op 4 in Germany, right? It's sort of, they called us the Op 4 Rangers. Pretty much you aspire to be a Ranger. So it's kind of it was a point where if you trained real time in the Army, you came to see us and we provided the training and the critiquing and what you can improve on as far as tactics. There was a mount site, urban training. So basically what ended up coming to fruition was all the stuff that Boone went to. Boone Cutler, he kicked some doors in, I'm sure.
So let's tell them that you served with Boone, you guys. Scott served with Boone Cutler. And, you know, like almost everybody in our movement kind of knows Boone, and he's, you know, well-respected here on our network. Yeah. And so it's another honor, like I said, to have you here and be able to even discuss any of this and the blessings of your life that you're still with us today.
Oh, boy, I tell you, it is a blessing, quite a story. And where do I begin, you know? I mean,
yeah. So what year did you actually take off for the military? Were you in the military?
I was in 90. I took off right at our boot camp. They announced that we were going to war with Iraq. So we were going to depose Saddam Hussein, help get him out of there and weapons of mass destruction. So I was just basically a kid. Went to 1 year of college and all of a sudden, toward the end of the boot camp, get ready for AIT. They come and announce that we're, you know, going to go to war. And I was like, that's not part of the deal, guys. I was kind of wanting just a GI Bill type situation. And a lot of kids, I think there was a lot in the same boat. So it went hot from there. I mean, they just snatched us up, a few of us, and kind of put us over at this unit that was kind of in charge of some of the units that were going deploying. So we, you know, we were over there, that we were basically the last thing they saw before they hit the sand over there and got activated in live situation. So it was intense. I think we were one of the years the rotations were like 267 days out of the year. We're out in the dirt, you know, pretty much eating MRE. Yeah, they said you can go to the rear, but not really. There wasn't really a rear that we could go to because we had to go back in. We went in, go back out, right back out, get cleaned up, and all of a sudden we're back out in the dirt. So,
man, I remember because we're only a couple of years apart in age, and I was a junior in high school. And I remember them saying, we are now going to war, over the loudspeaker in my high school. And every teacher, this is the difference in the day, right? Every teacher, like immediately, we had flags that moved, you know, on the stands. So they like moved them to the middle of the rooms and we all stood. And they, you know, bring in their TVs. You remember the TVs on the carts?
Yeah. Right.
And they're like airing that we're going to war, and every teacher standing there with the flag, staring at the TV and looking at us to make sure we're paying attention and everybody's hand is on their heart. And there was this massive prayer over the speaker for everyone who was leaving, and it literally changed the way we were actually going to high school at our age. Yeah. Like, these are our friends that just graduated that left too, you know? Yeah. And that's the difference in the day. That patriotism was still in our schools like that. You know?
Yeah. Pivotal moment in history. I'll tell you that, that when that weapons of mass destruction, all that kicked off, it kind of set the tone for where we're at now. We hate to, you know, we hate to not be patriotic, but then we got to be some kind of watchful over what we're fighting for. You know, we got to stop doing the innocent, just on a whim, the war machine sends us and our guys are like, oh, what are we doing here? Well, when they underpin it with a, such a serious, you know, consequence, if we don't go, it kind of changes your, you know, your attitude towards everything. And you have nothing but patriotism to go off of. And of course, grow up here, we want to defend what's right. There's a big, the moral majority from back then is still thriving. It's just being, you know, kind of pummeled. We're getting, you know, we're getting told what to do and told what to think and everything. And I'm saying, well, you know, who are we fighting here? Because it's coming from all sides. So these kids that are getting deployed over to Ukraine right now, feel for them, you know, keep them in my prayers. And because there's a lot going on, it's just one of those things. We got to be vigilant and start looking at the right. We have to start looking at the right, I'd say, venue, the right person, responsible. I mean, Lindsey Graham, God bless him. You know, he's got all kinds of opinions about blowing people to bits and stuff. I'm like, eh, we can do it otherwise. We're peaceable. We try, you know, that's what we're supposed to be, is peaceable. And the last resort is to go dropping bombs and being mean to everybody and, you know, throwing our weight around. And it's just, we don't need it.
No, we lose other people's babies that way.
That's right.
You know, one of them was almost mine for a while. That was, you know, real on his way there before law enforcement. And I, you know, I do look at these young men and I'm like, okay, they're leaving. And I often think to myself, some of these countries have trained their children since they could walk to be soldiers, to be martyrs, to be, you know, straight up murderers. And right. How are we going to get an 18 or 19-year-old trained as much as the 12-year-old who's already trained about 8 years, 9 years
right.
under his belt? You know, and these things freak me out, you know.
Yeah, believe me, it freaks me out too. There's no rhyme or reason to being lackadaisical when it comes to, you know, tolerating insanity. What are we doing, guys? I mean, hey, let's be woke. Nah, I'd rather not be woke that way, because that's almost a night waking up in a nightmare, you know, you can't escape. So I'm woke as far as, you know, my Christian beliefs and background and being nice and caring about everyone. You know, that's just how I was raised. If people have a problem, you usually can talk it out, you know, say, hey, what's going on here? You know, that's how my era came up. We were getting along with, you know, everybody. Culture was a beautiful thing to us. We were like, wow, look at all the blessings God made you, you know. I don't care if it's purple. I'd say, well, look at that. It's kind of odd. It might be strange, right. But you're a purple, you know, person created by God. So, you know, I never really took to that anger and the hatred and what's going on right now. I don't even understand it, to be honest. When somebody spits vile, nasty, hateful stuff, and I'm like, well, you know, how did you come up with that one, you know?
This leadership, you know, well, of many leaderships, you know, up to where we are, it's like we're buried in some kind of toxicity all the time that I just don't remember being part of our young days as children
right.
that kids are dealing with and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I feel bad for the kids. They're uninformed and just that there's just so much. I mean, that what's the segue to the NWO or the World Economic Forum and all this? It's so massive what we got to wrap our minds around that I don't blame people for going, hey, I can't really, you know, there's not much I can do about that. But you kind of have to, And it starts with every day waking up and challenging yourself to look, you know, at the truth and find out, you know, what's behind all this. And really, your neighbors, like Boone has discussed before, is go over and talk to your neighbors, reach out to them, you know. And I was doing that a long time ago, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And you see that they are for one particular side, or they can't make up their mind, or you're not, you know, they always preface their statements, or you're not one of those Trump guys. And I usually say, you know, what if I was, you know, it doesn't mean I can't like you. You know, where does that come from? It's like, uh-oh, automatically you hate me. And that comes from, you know, where the problem stems from is all that misinformation, disinformation, whatever you want to call it, whichever it applies in your situation, you're being misinformed regardless. So it's bad. Man,
it is so bad. And I have to say that, like, when I met you, because I actually did get to meet Mr. King at the Flynn movie event in Indiana. You have this, there's an exuberation of integrity with you. And that is so far and few between right now, right? For so many people. And I loved that about you when you guys and your person reached out to connect and be able to get us together mm-hmm. tonight. I was like, he's the guy that Heidi and I met that we didn't forget at the, you know, we didn't know. And we just happened to meet you. And we were like, he's that guy. So I called Heidi right away, who's here in the chat right now. And I was like, Heidi, it's Scott King, the guy we met, you know, at the Flynn movie. She's like, oh my gosh, with the heart on the sleeve. I'm like, yes, the guy with the integrity, you know. And we were really excited because that's something you don't forget about people these days. There's so many, and you know, we go to the events, and most people are you know, the people that are coming to see that movie are good people for the most part. And yes, and in crowds later, it's really easy when you do this all the time with interviews to forget people and their connections, and you really stood out because of that. So, you know, I know that Congress has been something you're interested in, and you've been, you know, a congressional candidate. I just wanted you to kind of brief the audience on what's going on. Like, they're going to be not shocked because it's happening, but I would like for you to.
No, I don't think anybody on this channel anyway is going to be shocked about anything.
Right, not here.
that started out, there was basically, I call it my plight. Just seeing noticing some things that are happening in the community around with medical, you know, based things that are happening, the shots, the blood draws, the this, that, and the other. I thought, you know what, I'm going to put my name in the hat. I always vote. Indiana has a rule here that you got to have two primary votes to be on the ballot for the primary, upcoming primary. So I said, well, I've got that, no problem. I'm very active in voting, always have been. And they removed me from the ballot via a hearing situation where I wasn't notified about the hearing. So I'm not sure how this can happen. You know, I'm knock on wood, hopefully praying, Lord willing. I am on the ballot in November. I don't see how it's out of the question, because they didn't have any right to. So I'm basically leaving it up to the state of Indiana to say, oh, we made an error, because I've already been round and round with them. And they're like, we don't know why you were minus this loophole. So the loophole took me off the ballot for the primary. I don't know how it works for the general. They may stick me on the general. I had to stop all campaigning. All funds that I'd spent thus far at that point are lost, time lost, everything lost. And it's just something I have to pursue. Obviously, I want to be on the ballot November. So hopefully I still will be on the ballot. That's what being that if they don't, then I'm going to have to spearhead some kind of precedent, talk to the Senate and get something passed that says we're not going to do this to people anymore, because it's basically what they have in Indiana is, they have UPS delivering mail, certified mail, And that's your notification to come to the hearing and with all your proof to defend yourself. You don't even get to defend yourself because UPS marks it undeliverable. So you, there's a UPS guy. Yeah. And I talked to the UPS guy who remembered the parcel. He remembered the day that his boss told him to bring that back to the depot. Don't deliver it. And he said, well, he told me that he thought it was some kind of bonus check or severance pay that he got that he had to remove because that happens sometimes. The business says, well, we're going to hire you back, or you're back in, you know, so forget about the severance pay. They take the check back because they don't want it out there floating around, whatever. So he thought it was that. And I said, no, it's a little bigger than that. Said it has to do with the, you know, congressional candidacy. And he just like was floored. And he said he was really upset about it. He said he was sorry. And I said, don't worry, you know, your secret's safe with me. And now I'm telling everybody. But yeah, I spoke to the guy who, and he said there was another one too, if I'm not mistaken. And I go, yeah, I said there was two challenges. So because it takes two challenges to bring about, you know, some kind of hearing. And the funny thing is, well, it's not funny, but it's ironic that the one of the persons that challenged me called my telephone personally one night and started yelling at me to not call her. I mean, it looks that way. I mean, let's not say for sure, but that was a gal around the time that I was being challenged, telling me to stop calling her phone. And I said, ma'am, I said, nobody's been on my phone. There's nobody possibly that could be calling you. I said, if it was an error, it was probably technology. And I do apologize. If it happens again, let me know. And I'll call my phone company and see what the problem is. Maybe there's some kind of crossover happening in the airwaves. And I just gave her the benefit of the doubt, but the number came from, I try not to hold grudges. So initially I'm going to look at it and go, hey, that looks like the number that blah, blah, blah popped up on my thing. I didn't pursue it. It was just the same area code, same prefix. Didn't even look into it. Just said, that was that lady. Just being mean for some reason, just called and harassed me, telling me to stop calling her phone. I was like, whatever, lady. You know, I don't get too wrapped in. It's like I was supposed to throw a big fit, you know, or something and be like, oh, I didn't, you know, I don't know what, right. I don't know. They were trying to vet me in anger, and you're going to have a you're going to be hard pressed to vet me when it comes to anger, because I get angry, but then you have to kind of look at things. I'm just like everybody else, but I don't let it. I try not to. I pray about it. You know, I pray it away. You know, whatever. Hey, leave it. It's in the Lord's hands. So, yeah, I mean, there's no sense in being confused or anything, because it's all give it up to God and say, you know, now when this is going on with these kind of weird rules that we're facing in society, all this strange wokeness and this pushing and forcing and coercive behavior, you know, the surreptitious removing me from the ballot, that's all of that is serving to bring us closer. So when it does, the pressure valve releases, everybody's going to breathe a sigh of relief. And I imagine there'll be a lot of tears shed and a lot of hugging going on. I don't care, you know, if you just called me an idiot last week, I'm still going to hug you, because the truth has to get out. And somehow we got to make sure that message it carries over into everyday life for everyone. The message is, please stop being mean to everybody. Please stop believing weird stuff, because if this is our species, then let's take care of our species. If there's some judge, jury, and executioner in charge, let's also take care of them too in a different way. Though we don't want to hug those kind of people. No. We don't want to hug the people that are fomenting unrest and meanness. I don't even understand how it works sometimes with when people. I mean, I do understand. Boone, believe me, the genius he is has really taught me a lot. Just listening to what they're doing, how the depths of all that 5G warfare and stuff. I mean, my goodness, that is, they have split us into two factions, and they elicit responses and give everybody their own like path for success and hatred. And so here's Republicans going, I hate Kamala Harris. I try to stay out of the hateful stuff. I really do. I don't like it. It doesn't bode well for my, you know, sentimentality. I really want everybody to get along. So we got all this stuff being pushed towards us from this way and this way. And we're only seeing one part of it. In other words, what I'm trying to say is here the left is seeing that Donald Trump's this person, that person, he's a racist, he's just everything horrible. And we're seeing stuff. And I, of course, I'm a Republican, so I'm going to be a little more, truthful about what I see is we see the facts. I mean, I'm biased, of course, but if you want to say one's better than the other, look at the facts. Republicans have they're not perfect, but they have everything right. They do their due diligence. They follow up. They research. Everybody wants what's right. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And they on the other side are saying at the same time, we want what's right too, and you guys are the wrong ones because they're being fed that information. Mm-hmm. Their feeds are full of hateful stuff towards us and some of the crazy stuff that we'll never believe. And I try not to believe any of it until, like, even if somebody says, oh, that Nancy Pelosi, she's terrible or something like that. I always used to say, she may not be terrible. She's just kind of in her own little world. And you have to decipher, you know.
Yeah, my thing is, I'm always like, you know, kindness can cure so much. And people don't implement it. And I remember just even being young and being told to kill with kindness, you know, and try to always be that kind of mom who's making sure the girls are doing the same or my son. And it's not always successful, I will say. I mean, some of the people raising children these days can push your child to the limit too. So you're just like, get away from that. You know, don't pay any attention to those types of people. But I'm dealing with it on social media too, right? Like the beating that we're taking for years. And now we have a nice community of people that we're real protective of each other's stuff and their content and our post and our network here. And people are, you know, really supportive. However, when soon as you step out into a world of liberalism and wokeism and these things, it's attack mode. You're in a digital war. I mean, it's crazy to me that people are so insane. And Boone, again, is the one who always sticks in my head so I don't turn into the crazy lady on media. He sticks in my head. Control your mind, you know, protect your emotions, control your mind in that post that he used. And it stuck with me early on. It's something he reiterates here and there. And I'm like, that's good. Control your emotions, you know, protect your mind. Like, that's for real. Like, these people.
Yeah, you can be upset. Everybody's entitled to be upset. Yeah. Let the left be upset. Let everybody be upset, for goodness sakes. I mean, you know, here we've got a despotic government. Everybody should be upset. Let's just stop looking at each other about it. You know, like, oh, it's your fault. It's your guy's fault. No. It's nobody's fault but the government. And that's why I read that verse, is because if we give it up to God, you know, that's the government should rest on morals and principles of forgiveness. That's what, you know, people are like, I don't believe in that Christianity hooey or whatever. And I'm thinking, well, don't believe it if you don't want to. But look at the dynamics of what it stands for. That's like saying, you know, I don't believe that the Eiffel Tower is constructed correctly, so therefore I'm not going to get on it. And, you know, I'm not going to go up the Eiffel Tower, even though I flew to Paris and it's my life dream. Now I'm scared to get on, you know, go up to the top of the Eiffel Tower. Nah, I'm going to go for it, you know, because there's a structure that is tried and true. It's you scale the, you know, the structure of religion and Christianity, because it is no matter if you believe it or not. And I'm not just trying to down, you know, gain followers or, you know, people to understand. I really want them to take their own path to righteousness, you know, because I guarantee once you start that path, it'll become individual and you'll be blessed with so much insight and so much wonderful feelings of confidence. And, you know, your despair goes away. Everything just washes away. Because you give it up to God. And I don't think there's a lot of people doing that these days. I think they give it up to anger and aggression and pop culture and, you know, violence. Unfortunately, you got people out shooting each other.
Yeah, you know, take that energy and take action with it. You know, that's what I do. Yeah. I take all that negative energy and I use it. And I'm like, I'm going to take action. You know, yeah, that's what that's we good. Do.
That's,
you know,
that's,
because
that's hard to teach people. You know, yeah, it's hard to teach because people don't want to believe there's another way to handle something. You know, because
it wouldn't have happened before 40,
especially when the government's clamping down on everybody and making it harder and harder every day to try and, you know, have a different opinion about something. It's like, oh, I can barely make ends meet, so here we go. This is the only way I can do it. And, you know, God bless them. I understand what everybody's going through. That's why I wanted to be in Congress and say, hey, let me shake it up. Let me be the antithesis of Ocasio-Cortez or something, you know?
Yeah.
let me put some just as much energy into stuff, but speak it the right way and doesn't throw out shade on everything. And, you know, there's got to be a way to be universally not correct, because nobody can be correct all the time, but there's got to be a way to be universally adaptive to what you need to do to accomplish something to get along. It's got to be, it's a universal, we're people, you know, everybody doesn't understand that we're people. So why am I supposed to look at you with disdain or get angry about something you just said or did? If you're saying it and doing it, it probably came from somewhere else, because people aren't themselves anymore. They're being programmed to spout off, and this is what it's got to be like, you know, and you don't know, you know, crap or whatever. And it's like, that's what I get with pushback online all the time. I just said the other day to somebody, they were talking about Kamala Harris. And I said, well, just do your research. And they said, research what? You know, I'm like, well, just do some research, because I don't believe California even endorsed her. I think they passed. So it's just, you got to keep looking at what's going on, and then you can look at each other, because once people figure it out, they won't look at each other with hate anymore. They won't say the words that come out of your mouth, that you're responsible for that.
Right.
You are responsible for what you say, and what you say, you generally leads up to your actions and what you do. But
yes,
these people don't even know that their mind is full of action without even thinking. They're not even thinking or talking to themselves. They don't even have that moment where they stop and go, should I do this? They're just going, we're doing it. And I'm like, well, we can do it too. And we hope it never comes to that, because, you know, we don't want clashing and everything. I would rather just go like hug everybody, hug it out. Let's just go hug everybody.
Yeah,
let's get over this, you know?
It's like the simplest thing, you know, and
I look at
what's going on, and everyone has taken the plot twist and just thickened it instead of, you know, just taking the action and getting this done. And it's so irritating to me. And then the few great leaders that we have, they want to push aside and bury them all the time. And, you know, they don't get to speak to the public, the ones, you know, that we really want and need speaking to the public. And I was going to jump over to this other topic. I was reading up a little bit on, basically, I kind of knew that you knew about geofencing, right?
And
So I'm not real versed on it, but I do know that there was a lot of companies taking action, and they were just doing like internet riddled and scams, and all these different kinds of issues were happening. And when that occurred, they started talking about, I guess it would be blocked extremist content. It would be other things with the cars that are programmed, correct? There were all of these vehicles that were programmed, and I was reading about it, and it said something like, I might have a note on it over here. Let's see what
I'd like to hear that, because I haven't heard that.
Yeah, so, here's the note I have. Vehicle manufacturers have begun issuing software updates, which include geofencing, to limit how far and how long or where they will not be allowed to drive, all done remotely without your consent. So, per se, the government wants to limit your driving for about 5 miles from your home. They can remotely issue a command that will cause your vehicle to shut off. And if you try to go further than they want, it's just going to stop, right? So I'm going to say, let's say the government says, stay away from this area. You know, they don't want you over there. or it's a protest area or something, they're going to shut you down. So you're not going to be able to go do that. Or I don't know. I couldn't believe it. And they also said, get this, Scott, they also said that any car that has an SOS built in, into it, like there's an SOS button, I guess,
yeah,
built into it.
Right. Yeah. The kill switch. Right.
They could just shut that off anytime they want.
It's amazing what they're doing, and nobody under people don't even.
What if
even
I was driving up cars, a mountain?
Everything. What
with
I
my
mean,
kids? You know, it, well, I'm interested
you would,
in going to a mountain.
You would pay for that, but the government, whoever's behind it, would be laughing. That's yeah. how bad it is right now. The person in charge. Let's say, you know, there's a worker or a program. Let's say it's even AI, because that's what it's coming to. It's going to be turned over just to AI, and the people who we can't really figure out who it is exactly. But when we do, I think there's going to be a lot of progress made, because we need to hold them accountable for this, all this stuff that's going on. It's geofencing. Geofencing is basically your traffic signals have cameras. Every tower has communications and cameras, and everything's tied together. So they track you from one end of the county, wherever you're going, they track you, they hit you like at the stoplight. They say, oh, there's the facial recognition and software, you know, it's working out pretty good. There's so-and-so. And then they get your tag number. They take a picture of that, you know, the other side of the intersection. And then they want to decide to ramp up some type of frequencies on you as you're passing a tower. And if you recall, before COVID and they locked us down, there wasn't too many towers. Now there's one like every quarter mile, and they're big and monstrous and imposing and, you know, very scary that people think about it, because you could be driving. They can hit your optic nerve from the tower. You're sitting there driving, mind your own business. They can give you a migraine. There's all these things that are going on that people don't understand. It's making them sick. And they go, wonder what's happening to me. Well, we don't know who's, I want to find out. That's why I want to, you know, get into Congress and say, because it's kind of hard for any of those three-letter agencies to deny a congressman, because if you don't cooperate, you know, we'll bring you before to, you know, subpoena you. We'll get something started to find out. So I wanted to, the impetus behind running was kind of this geofencing thing and what they're doing, because it's tracking to a degree that is unheard of in history. It's in a nightmare. It's like almost like nightmarish. You can't even imagine. People would not understand what's going on, because they're tracking on the daily. I mean, if you got, I think it, back in the day, we thought about terabytes, like, oh, a terabyte. Oh my gosh, that's a lifetime of that. I couldn't fill a terabyte with my whole life.
Yeah, I was like, I'll never take that many pictures.
They're gathering like 2 and 3 terabytes on people. And that's from the cameras. That's the towers. I can't say for sure, because I want to get into Congress and investigate this. I haven't talked to the right people. I don't know. But I would say the main purpose of these towers are for that geofencing and punishing and the social credit score. It's already here. People don't understand. I've went around town and I did a test and had one person take off this way and do their little thing, and they haven't been online spouting all kinds of like, I'm for Trump, or, you know, they don't even have a digital footprint. You know, they're just that type of person.
Yeah.
So you give them a meter, tell them to go that way. You go this way. Both ways are going to be universal for the person they're targeting. 'Cause either way you go, it's like a rat in a trap. They will punish you with frequencies that are just scrambling your brain. You know, these guys on TV and stuff, when they're stuttering and stammering or they lose their train of thought, it's because they're getting a little bit of an effect from whatever frequencies are rolling into their feed where they're being, you know, they're broadcasting from. So they're having problems with this, you know. See, they modulate it between low voltage. There's three, I think. Well, there's actually six, but let's say voltage is one, 5G is the other, and EMF. So you got three, and that's on one side. On the other side is 4G, low voltage, and what's the other? ELF, extremely low frequency. So ELF is just, I mean, it can cause a lot of problems. All that stuff can cause problems. But what they do, if you just sit there and watch, I've got a meter and you can sit and watch it. It just swirls a particular pattern and program around. I put it in lab mode. It's like it's what people work around this stuff all the time. It's probably what they used to create this ability. So I'm not sure about that, but it's a very highly technical apparatus that I've got. It's a device. I've got more than one in case they want to zap it or, so I lose one. So
Yeah, this is
you
crazy.
go around and
We
they're
need more.
modulating all this, like they're throwing out all kinds of different frequencies, all to the tune of our detriment. It's causing, they can hit you kinetically from those towers. You could be driving and they will hit you with a punishing physical. You can feel it. They can hit you kinetically. I never used Google. What is it? Google appointment schedules, Google schedule book or whatever. Never used that. And I was taking my trash out one day, and the bag kinetically vibrated like a bag of hornets, and it scared me because I thought, well, is there something in there that's on vibrate? Can't, got my phone in my back pocket. I don't have another phone. There's nothing else that could be vibrating. So I dropped the bag and I was like, whoa, that's kind of freaky. Pick the bag up, go ahead, take it out. And about 2 months later, I get a push notification from Google schedule appointments. And it says, haha, don't forget to take the trash out. So
Oh my
there's cyber
goodness.
stalking happening. There's geofencing to, detrimental levels of saturation. Your body's just eating up all these frequencies, and people don't know it. They're getting sick. It's amazing how, and people say, well, it's not happening to me, so I guess it doesn't matter. Wait till it happens to you. It doesn't matter. If you just have a bad day and you start cussing and say, I hate something, your phone picks it up and delivers it to whoever's in charge of this punishment system, you're going to
This has
start responding.
happened. This has happened.
Yeah.
And it's so ridiculous. I mean, I was sitting there literally, actually, I was going through something in General Flynn and Boone Cutler's AI book that I was referencing. And I'm going through this and I'm referencing something. And I'm like, oh, what is that noise? And I look over, my phone turns itself on. It goes over into the X app. Then it picks up the TikTok app. And then it starts saying whatever words it thinks I said that those two places said that was being played, whatever video was on or whatever, the TikTok. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, what is happening? So I literally got so paranoid. I started to like put something over top the camera mode. And I'm like, okay, turn this thing off. Like now I'm like, okay, I have one
it's
child.
spooky.
Yeah. And I have an adult child who doesn't live at home. So like I need my phone at home on, and it really made me think about the landline days of the phone again. Like,
Oh, that'd be great,
wow,
wouldn't it? And what's up with this 5G? 4G was fine. We didn't need all this 5G. Now they say it's supposed to be faster. Really? I'm having more glitches with 5G than I ever had with 4G or 3G. I remember being able to send, like a video playing guitar or making a joke or something. It could be 2 minutes long, and send it to my parents or something in Florida, and they'd be like, oh, thank you. Or I'd sing happy birthday to my mom, And I'd take a video, and it could stream 3 or 4 minutes. How you doing? This, that, and the other. Send it right away, no problem. It loaded, and they would get it, no problem. And
Oh,
now
it's
you
horrible.
try to
I
send it's
can't.
a 10-second like video. You can't send anything over 10 seconds. Oh, the video's too big. I'm thinking, wow, 5G is really good.
It happens
Now
all the
another
time to
thing,
me.
before I
Can't.
forget, this frequency thing. There's a good way to tell. If you just have dead silence, you can hear some of the frequencies. If you they're like it's all over the, I mean, it's so crazy. But a good way to test is you get your little earplugs, stick them in, put some headphones over, and it's not, I mean, obviously it's not going to happen all the time, but do that every now and then. See if you got some weird frequencies going on that you're living with, because you'll be hearing them, the frequencies. And it's absolutely insane. That and you could probably
So
record. There's,
is that
I'm
like
sure I could come
a
up.
buzzing and a like different tone? Is it
It's
like
just
a
a
buzzing?
screech. That's another thing. Oh my goodness.
I've heard some weird stuff, and I literally was wondering if it was my ear, right? And
Right.
then I'm like, that's not my ear, you
No, there's a
know?
lot of people experiencing that. And
And I had no
the
idea
fact
what it
is,
was. We were outside.
what that's doing, and I hate to enlighten people in such a dastardly way, but the truth of it is those frequencies are affecting organs, they're affecting your eyes, your mind, it's affecting things specifically because they can throw out a frequency specific to that organ. Oh, I want to damage this organ. I want to do this. I mean, so on top of the like making you sick and rely on the healthcare system, that's another thing I'd like to get into, is they are actually doing kinetic stuff that hitting people. They're hitting them in the chest while they're driving, popping their hearts and stuff while they're driving. That's just, between me, you, and the wall. Let's not say I have any kind of perfect rendition of this that I can note or cite as per se, but when they hit me in the chest, it damn near popped it, and I was on the way to a doctor's appointment, and I swelled up and almost blacked out. So that was coming around the bend, doing like 65 miles an hour on the interstate. There's a tower. I was like, well, here's going to be a tower right up here, and all of a sudden, boom! My heart swells up, it starts fluttering, and everything's going on. I about black out. And I'm thinking, oh, there's the tower that, I knew I had to get from point A to point B. There's a tower and everything. They hit me, and it was probably about 3 miles from my doctor's appointment. So, and you're looking at all these accidents. I don't know if people were noticing, but every day there's
Horrible.
different accidents. They're putting out this police state type thing on the roads where they've got to lock down their highway if there's just an accident. You got to sit in traffic. Back, 20 years ago, you could just be in an accident and say, oh, let's go around and everything, and they get it cleaned up as soon as possible. They'll leave the cars there in the street now. And I love law enforcement. I love everything with a grain of salt. Is there bad to everything? Sure. But there's also, but there's all, and those jobs are needed. And just like military, praise the Lord for the men in blue and the thin blue line, because without them, I mean, people give them a bad rap, but without them, look where we'd be. So it's all a top-down thing that's going on. It's from the top down, and I don't understand how to remedy it, but I am going to bring. I think there's, cause to bring it about into where everybody knows what's going on, because there shouldn't be so many accidents. There shouldn't be these frequencies swirling around and everything. And I'm sure China has a back door to all these towers. They're not stupid.
Well, that's
You
what
know, a
I
lot of components.
wonder.
Sure, I'm sure.
And
You know, it's
about the
almost.
geofencing bouncing off of these towers is where I'm kind of headed. And literally, I was thinking of just the simplest thing, like, we used to worry about our teenager driving, and I have a brand new driver. So, I'm worried about her driving and the process of getting her a car and all this and that. And I'm thinking, what am I worried about that for? You know what I'm worried about? All the other things that we didn't have to worry about when we were a kid, such as the government shuts your car off while you're in,
Oh Lord, that's
a
terrible.
360 mode going up a mountain with your family, and they're like, oh, we're going to shut this off, and you slide back down, and
And nobody will ever know.
and
Nobody
nobody
would
ever
know.
knows. They'll just be like, the
Yeah.
car rolled backwards
Because
and something happened to the
you
car.
can't audit the system.
No.
The towers are in charge of the district senator in that state, wherever you live, whoever has a problem with them and wants those to be metered. I think what's going on now is I think when Congress passed this bill to have all these towers up and everything, I think it was 0.10 was the tolerance to put them up. Let's put them up. There's 0.10 of 5G coming out of that. They are registering like 120 sometimes, not a point, solid numbers, 128. You're catching that around you, and you're not. Our bodies aren't. We're not made for that. We're not aliens, or we're not. We're not. We're biochemical. We're not electrochemical. We don't need frequencies messing with our, bodies and stuff, causing cancer and everything. So when you want these towers audited, you get a hold of your senator that you voted for or didn't vote for. Whoever's in charge of that district's and the senator is in charge of those 5G towers. So, we had one here that was, putting so much signals and frequencies into people's houses, case a couple cases of cancer and stuff going on around here. And finally, I didn't go, but the fellow who he's like 80 some years old, God rest, he's still alive, but bless his heart. I help him. I help him now and everything, get in the cars and go to his appointments. I'm basically on call because he's a neighbor, and he fell and he was in the hospital for like 2 or 3 weeks. And I ended up telling him about this. I just kind of started checking around and everything. The meter was off the charts, just blasting this area. The kids were out there playing. I went around and told all the people's, the parents, hey, the kids can't play out here, and I'm showing him the meter and everything. And I can tell you the name of the apparatus because I think if you can get something like it, everybody should buy one. I think you can get them as cheap as like $40 or something like that. So everybody should kind of have one of these around, and that way, if like I did, I kind of documented it because I couldn't even, my phone was basically an op because it was putting out so much radiation and stuff. So I used a camera, an old timey camera, that digital camera with a SD card, and I would just film the meter going crazy and stuff. So I've got all these SD cards of me walking around in the neighborhood and seeing all these high, frequencies and stuff like 128 should never register in the hundreds. That's coming, that's unregulated. They're in our house, they're coming into our houses with these frequencies and stuff and just messing our brains up. I mean, no wonder everybody can't think straight is because they're feeding us information over here and then they're blasting us with killer stuff. We don't even know who's targeted. We don't even know who they're targeting. It could be Christians, Christian nationalists, white
I'll tell
people.
you what,
Who's
I
in
don't
charge of
go,
this?
I'm not in big cities a lot, okay? And I don't prefer them at all. And
Right.
every time I'm in one, I feel like I'm in a cloud and like I'm my
Yeah.
focus, and it's not because of the buildings and the
No.
traffic. It's there's just something that isn't,
Right.
I don't do the best interviews in big cities when we've done events in big cities
Right.
and stuff either. Like I always feel like I'm lagging, like I'm just kind of
Yeah.
tired or slow
Probably that frequency
or
or
in a cloud,
sensitive.
like almost like a sinus infection feel or
Yeah,
something,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. That's actually I've got some symptoms here. I can read off real quick. If anybody wants that, it's let's see. Symptoms of EHS, which is electromagnetic sensitivity or EMF exposure, are confirmed in the research below. Headaches, lack of appetite, digestion problems, anxiety, sleep difficulties, unstable moods and bursts of anger due to poor sleep, depression, fatigue, lack of concentration, irritability, memory problems, visual problems, blurry vision. Anybody got blurry vision? I do sometimes because I'm being exposed to this crap. It's amazing. It's gonna be, I mean, it could already be too late for some people. We don't know how hard they're hitting them. They hit me kinetically and, twice, the bag of trash, and then they hit me in the chest while I'm driving, about blacked me out and made me wreck. So we don't know what's really going on with people, how they're affected, and how the, deep this goes. Well, I don't know. I want to get to the bottom of it. That's why I want to be in Congress, try to, do something about it. So visual problems, blurry vision, vertigo, or dizziness. Oh, well, look at that. That was one of my symptoms. Tinnitus, or ringing in the ears. Abdominal swelling, burning pain in hands and shoulders and leg and feet. I went down that path too with that burning in the hands and shoulders and feet and legs. Itch, edema, swelling, bloating, chills, photosensitivity, tachycardia, heart palpitations, difficulty breathing because it affects the air. It ionizes the oxygen around you, around these devices and stuff. And if they send an extra signal, look at that. They boost the signal so much you can't even breathe. Cystitis, skin rashes, heightened sensitivity to touch, smell, chemicals, light, and noise, and weakness. I'll be darned. I think I hit like almost every one of those.
Yeah, at some point we all are. And yeah, I've had many of those symptoms. And honestly, I'll have to say Las Vegas was the worst for me. I literally like had a lot of
Oh, I bet.
reactions there and swelling and weirdness and not
Yeah.
thought process. And I was like, either I'm being attacked spiritually by the other side, or
Right.
I'm
Well,
just having a
kind of
massive,
are because whoever's
I
doing this
felt
is evil. You can't say they're doing it for the good of humanity.
Oh, I could. I didn't feel like myself at that event. You know, it was one of those things where you just knew the environment it was affecting me, and it didn't matter what I did, you couldn't get away from it. I wasn't okay till I actually got
That's
out
true.
of that area of Las
That's a
Vegas.
good point, Jody. That's a good point. You can't get away from it.
You're trapped.
Everybody needs to know this. You can't get away from it. It is everywhere. They'll put cameras up near your home. They'll track you this way, every stoplight. You can't go to Walmart without the scanner camera picking you up. They know what you buy. I mean, it's already there. People are saying, oh, all this innovation is wonderful. Yeah. Wait till it turns on you. Wait till the beast system starts, you know, beating you down and you're geofenced in. You can't get anywhere because they can hit you, like I said, kinetically, or it just makes you so weak. You can't sleep. There was a point where I was sleeping under a Mylar blanket to get rid of the smart meters are another thing too. If you got a smart meter, they can directly take that serial number off. Another thing that's going on I need to point out is all these syringe needles, are these needles they're using and stuff. They're serialized. They shouldn't be serialized. If it's just a needle, what does a needle need to be serialized for? You know, they pull them out of the pack and they're like, here's the needle we're going to use to draw your blood. Why has it got a serial number on it?
It's like putting a number on a cotton ball, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the cotton so ball's
ridiculous.
Got... Yeah, so there's a lot of hinky stuff going on that, you know, yeah. And what the modality, I believe. Now, this is a theory. I work for Raytheon or any kind of, you know, group that has all this technology. I mean, this technology is crazy and nobody can pinpoint it. That's the problem. Is nobody really, everybody can speculate, and these guys that work on the towers and have these sensors and stuff, and they can't get too close, you know, to the electromagnetic. It fries them like a microwave, just cooks you from the inside out, and it's too late by the time you know it. So that's kind of what's going on. I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to say how drastic it is because I don't know for sure, but it is drastic. We just can't track who's doing it because it's just happening and people can't believe it. And I think that Bill Gates, when he said, wait till they get the load of the next pandemic, you know, like, really, what's the next pandemic? Killing us all intentionally?
Right.
So, but I was going to say my theory, and I kind of lost my train of thought because it's, you know, I'm passionate about this and I'm trying to explain it to people. I'm trying to explain it to people where they'll understand. You can't imagine what they're capable of. That's the problem, is nobody can imagine this. They say technology is great and everything. It's great if it's reined in and good. You know, I believe someday all these things will come to pass and that we're struggling with now, and it'll be over, and that all this technology will be used and reined in. But nobody's checking it. Nobody's in charge of like reining it in and saying, hey, this is killing people.
Right.
And it's just going, and nobody, and who has time, right? I mean, nobody has enough time, well, and they keep us all busy.
There's so many sleepers, and moms can be sometimes the worst, honestly. Like, they get so excited. Oh, if I have an emergency, though, I can just say SIRI. I don't want to say it, right? Even because of my phone here.
Right.
Or I can say, Alexa, play my song, or call 911, Alexa, or all these things. And I'm like, you know what else you can say in that? And you know what else they can do to you when you're saying that? Like,
yeah,
and people think of, they see all the positives for their needs, you know, and they're not necessities. These are their wants. They're not even needs. It's just their comfortability of, I call it kind of laziness. Like, they don't want to get up.
Well, that's the trap. Yeah, that's a big,
they don't want to use a remote for the radio anymore. They just want to stay seated and talk to the radio, you know? And I'm like,
that's a walk. Yeah. We want that to be, we want it to be used in a good way. All those, you know, creature comforts. We want all that. And that's a trap, because if it's not regulated, you know, you're getting bit by your own ignorance, so to speak.
It's true. And they're not concerned about protecting.
They keep us busy. They keep everybody so busy and distracted that nobody has time. Even in Congress, I'm sure as a freshman congressman, you go in, they have a whole laundry list of meetings and things and tasks you have to accomplish. And that just beats you down and destroys you from being able to go do your job for the people. I think be in DC, you just got to close the door and say, I'm doing this. I'm just stay on task.
I think so too. Like everybody else is kind of there.
Yeah, if you say I've got to meet these people if you go and meet with a group, even though it's a wonderful organization, I mean, it doesn't matter what the message is that is sent when you deny them. The message should be, hey, there's everything's just as equally as important. I'm doing the right thing. That's you got to make priorities of everything. You can't just say, well, this is more important. I don't want it. The optics are going to look bad if I don't show up at the Boy Scouts, something, that they're holding. Yeah, I've got a luncheon with some people. Yeah, you have a luncheon to go to it, but they'll keep you busy. They'll just keep you busy with stuff like that where you'll never get anything done.
I can see that now where they've, basically used many of our young congressmen and women, for their own needs and kept them busy filing paperwork and doing whatnot versus what they're there to do. And then later they don't get voted back in, that's not their fault, obviously. You see what happens in the corruption and the government from within, as we know. We have to take a quick little zone. Okay. I have to find it first. I don't even have it up. I had something somewhere that I have to play. I'm looking for it for you, and we seem to have lost it. All right, right here, because we were there together, and you guys are going to go to theflynnmovie.com, or you're going to go down in the links below. I got a quick little movie piece we're going to play. It's highly recommended that everybody sees this movie. It's one of those things that you don't just see the truth, you feel the truth. And I have to say that this movie will change the story you thought you knew forever when you see
Absolutely.
It. I mean, I honestly thought I knew the story, didn't you?
A grown man, I typically don't cry, I try to keep my composure. But that really, I got kind of emotional. I almost stepped out for a while when we were watching it. I almost stepped out because I was like, man, this is brutal. Oh.
I was bawling. I don't know if you saw me. It was a bit blah. Yeah. I just couldn't control the emotion. I was heavy hearted on. So I do want to put this clip in right here, right now. And after that, a little bit about Nico Ventures really quick that I got to run through. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about data manipulation, social credit scores.
Kind of stuff. Information for you there, too.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, while you're here, I'm going to get everything I can get out of that brain of yours.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Let's do the Flynn movie clip real quick. And you guys are going to go down below. You're going to click that. When we come back, I'm going to go right on into a screen share that has to be done. Here we go with Flynn movie.
Former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleaded guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. And so I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
All right, you guys, you're going to head on over to theflynnmovie.com or you're going to use the link in any of my videos down below. And check out the Flynn movie, please. Everyone must see this. Now, what I have pulled up right here real quick, I wanted to just go over, and there's a quick little video from Sam Anthony. And I want to talk about this really quick from Nico Ventures, right? So you know the state we're in with free platforms, okay? Now, this is a crowd sharing thing, or if you would like to become an investor, you can. That is not necessary. You can also go to yournews.com. However, should you choose to get on board with us, you can do that. Right here, it'll tell you, unlike traditional media empires, Nico Ventures and yournews.com are putting the power of the press back in the hands of the people, where it truly belongs. I just want you guys to check this out as much as possible when we play this. And I'm going to play Sam's video. It's so important. If you realize the other day, even the Telegram was infiltrated. And when that occurred, they actually went ahead and arrested the owner of Telegram, the CEO, because they didn't want his free information out there and were claiming it was misinformation. So we're under attack during this time. So please take this serious when I say we need this platform, yournews.com. Seriously, every American who believes in free speech, listen to Sam Anthony for a quick 3 minutes and we will be back with Mr. Scott.
My name is Sam Anthony and I have the honor of serving as president of Nico Ventures. It is with great appreciation that I address you today, extending my sincere gratitude for your interest and time in exploring this opportunity alongside us. At Nico Ventures, we operate yournews.com, a news content distribution platform that is planning on redefining local news across every city in the United States. This platform gives independent journalists the ability to publish and distribute news freely without corporate censorship, bias, or propaganda. As we delve into the modern-day media landscape, it's evident that we are witnessing a monumental shift. The decline of traditional media such as newspapers, radio, and television has ushered in a new era where all generations are seeking information online for both national and local news. The significance of independent news as the backbone of a free society cannot be overstated. Its absence threatens the very fabric of our democracy. The proliferation of fake news further exacerbates the challenges faced by the media industry. Instances of disinformation and manipulation serve as a testament to the erosion of trust in the legacy media, compounded by an apparent governmental influence that skews narratives. This era of centralized media, dominated by a handful of corporations and hedge funds, marks a significant departure from the days when local media thrived on independence and objectivity. The widespread control and uniformity in news presentation highlight the urgent need for decentralization and authenticity in news reporting. Censorship by tech giants, such as the case with the New York Post and ABC's Amy Robach's stifled attempt to report on Jeffrey Epstein, underscores the critical need for a platform where freedom of press prevails and diverse opinions are not just allowed, but encouraged. At Nico Ventures, we believe in a free press, a commitment to allowing the public to form their own conclusions, free from political bias. At Your News, we stand firm in our commitment to a free and unbiased press. Our mission is to empower voices from all spectrums, fostering a platform where diverse perspectives are not just tolerated, but encouraged. With over 470,000 freelance journalists and countless podcasters seeking avenues for their content, we aim to redefine the media landscape by providing a home for independent journalism and storytelling. As we seek to expand and solidify our infrastructure, we didn't want to raise capital from hedge funds or billionaires. We have chosen the harder path of raising capital from people just like you to ensure that Nico Ventures remains by the people for the people. This strategic choice is designed to avoid the pitfalls that have compromised media integrity in the past. We envision a future where Your News is not just a platform, but a movement owned and shaped by the community it serves. As we conclude, I extend a heartfelt invitation to be part of this noble endeavor. For those interested in making a difference, please consider investing in our business. Your support and investment can fuel a paradigm shift in news distribution, one that champions truth. Should you have any inquiries, feel free to reach out directly to me at sam@yournews.com. Thank you.
All right, you guys, you can head on over to sam@yournews.com or Issuance Express, I-S-S-U-A-N-C-E, Express.com. under Nico Ventures and learn more. Thank you for listening and take our free speech seriously. We have hit the time that we need every platform possible as they continue to try to shut us down during this election year. So let's get back to our guest of honor, Mr. King. I have one of the best brains here ever to pick you guys. So we're going to,
if you can hear me, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
Oh my gosh.
We'll have to do that. Switch mics again. Maybe. I don't know. I can't hear you.
I have no idea.
Now you should pop up. There you go.
Hey, can you hear me? I am not sure what is going on, but
the storms are brutal.
Something's happening. And it's good to now hear
us. Ghost in the machine. Yeah, it's a ghost in the machine.
Let's get back over to our guest, Mr. King, because I have one of the best brains to ever to pick. If you guys are interested with Nico Ventures, you can go to issuanceassurance.com. Okay. So anyway, I want to get to you with data manipulation and social credits. I'm very interested in this. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a social credit.
Yeah, there's definitely
I'll be honest.
Fucking everything. Now, I think social media was developed specifically for a social credit type thing that China's implemented it a long time ago. It's only natural that the next biggest superpower implements it on the down low, kind of. Nobody knows that they're being watched and tracked and scored. Who knows what the score is? I mean, as far as what they take off and give you brownie points for, I guess if you're a sheep and you don't run your mouth or something, I guess they give you real good brownie points. But they probably, you know, I don't know who those people are. They probably just want us all like that. So that definitely data manipulation comes into play when you're online and they'll feed you something and make a bunch of bots will come in and just twist your mind around, get you to say the wrong thing. You know, that's happening.
Yeah.
It'll look like a normal, it could even be like some little old grandma talking online somewhere in some chat room or something, you know, or next thing you know, you're arguing about, you know, you came over on the Mayflower. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's like there's all kinds of insults hurled and you don't even know you're fighting with a bot. You know, it's like it's just this program. And they are poking the bear. They are trying to see what you're going to say. They want your essence of who you are and what makes you tick down to any maneuvering you do online as far as gaming. They're watching that. They're watching reaction times, they're watching pupils, they're watching, you know, what excites you, and all this is in this. Boone's touching on this a lot these days, you know, he's got a lot to say, but they're doing all this data manipulation and stuff so they can find out your weaknesses, exploit your weaknesses. So basically we're in war right now. People don't even know that we are absolutely being punished for something that is just as normal as like waking up. You're being punished for living. Oh, you woke up today. You said the wrong thing.
You post something they don't agree with. And I watched what I called the domestic war on, you know, happen after January 6th. You know, these people, these indirect hands of, you know, DC, we should say, you know, they really started prompting all these web giants to affect us in a social way, like where you can't just post and be free anymore. And then it got worse because I started researching again. Yes, Boone is a leader for this for me. China's social credit system to see the combination. And, you know, you can see the government and the business surveillance that.
Yeah, that's where it's headed. Right now there's kind of a beta test going on in the country, I believe. And also, but it's going to be, you know, I don't know specifically how China's set up, but it's got to be 10 times worse if they're doing what they've done to me specifically. And I was going to say before I forget that I was going to say the theory, because when we took the break, I remembered what I was going to say. So my theory is that they cause anxiety in people. Okay. They cause heart palpitations. they get you to believe you need to go to the hospital. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm having a heart attack. I didn't get the jab. Okay. They ended up giving me the jab 15 minutes after I get this, you know, thing, this blood draw. I ended up 15 minutes with a scratchy throat that night. I'm back in the ER with 102 temperature and I have COVID. So long story short is I believe my theory is that they get you to react through the frequencies. You run to the hospital, then you get jabbed with some nano stuff. And then that builds up in your organs, brain, heart, lungs, whatever. Then that makes you ultra sensitive, like an antenna, to where you're punishable and the frequencies will punish you. The geofencing will punish you to no end. I did a detox. I feel a lot better. I lost 60 pounds. I was all a mess. I couldn't even, my leg was numb. I didn't have feeling in my leg. I couldn't walk. It was like a dumb leg. I was just like dragging my leg and having to use crutches and stuff. And it was, I mean, it's just the worst feeling in the world to have that kind of sickness foisted upon you from some despotic weirdos that think they've got to prove something. They got to teach you a lesson. Well, we need to stand up for each other. And when I say it's a theory, I'm pretty darn sure that after I detoxed all that metals and stuff and everything, I've met some angels along the way. They've literally showed me how to escape all this because I didn't know how much longer I could take it because I was having severe heart problems, breathing, dizziness, cracked my head open, you know, fall down and ended up in a pool of blood in my bathroom. They can give you vertigo. I mean, they can hit you. It's just a strange thing, but, they want to get you. Yeah. They can cause anxiety. So if people start struggling with anxiety, I caution you to go buy the cheapest one possible, a $40 implement to keep yourself from having to rush to the hospital and get these tests drawn because as soon as you're having heart problems, we got to draw your blood and see what's going on. You might have a vitamin deficiency. I never had any deficiency. There was nothing ever wrong with me. They just kept poking me with that stuff. I was going 2 and 3 times a week to the ER. I was very sick. People were, my neighbor, bless her heart, you know, she doesn't like to drive at night. She's like 75. She's driving me to the hospital and stuff at night. So I know that when they cause anxiety, it's through this, in hindsight, I know it's through the smart meter. It was just saturating my place. The whole house was just saturated with this frequencies off the charts, like making me sick and woozy and just saturating my body and mind and every organ and everything was messed up and affected. So what I believe they do is they will attack a location. They find out where you live. They've got your face because you go to Walmart, your facial recognition, boom, it ties right in. They get that whether they're supposed to or not. They have access to all that. That's another thing is technocracy. Is it the oligarchs? Is it who is in charge? I think it's every one of them. Everybody you can imagine that you say, oh, it might be these people. It's every one of those. It's the oligarchs, the technocracy people, everything is involved. And you say, why? You say, why? And it says, well, I don't know. Maybe there's somebody off sitting, some weirdo sitting in the recliner smoking a cigar and drinking cognac going, ha, 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 that's funny. We don't know who or why is doing it. I think it's an enemy, obviously. It's our enemy of human species. But, I mean, is it China? Is it Russia? Is it our own government? I'm not going to speak on that. I don't care who it is. I just want it to stop. And I want people to understand that the medical community is definitely involved. When they're telling me all these different things are wrong with me, they had me thinking I had neuroendocrine cancer. They thought that I had bone, you know, bone loss and stuff. Bone loss, one of those things that are going to happen when you're in a high-frequency environment. I mean, what's not going to be screwed up in your body? So they had me thinking all this stuff and, you know, diagnosing me with so many random things. It's sick. They're sick in the head. And I don't want to – I mean, if I got – do I have a second here?
There's
there's one thing I wanted to bring up because I don't know about it, but it is very frustrating and aggravating for me. I tried with my phone company so many times as I was figuring it all out. I believe I was watching Monkey Works and he posted or he said, here's a link to this apparatus. I don't know if you've heard of Monkey Works, but he follows all the flights around. Okay. So he has this apparatus and I went ahead and bought one. And at the time they were only like $230 or something. So I bought a few, but now they're up to like $400. So I wouldn't do that. You can do it with a basic tester. So I get this tester and I call my phone company and they're like, we can't, you know, we'll try to help you. We'll put you onto another tower and all this stuff. Well, I was begging. I called Patriot Mobile and I was like, I'm going to go with you guys because, you know, and then they said, well, we can't promise that's not going to happen. I was like, you're Patriot Mobile. Of course you can. But then hindsight, I was like, nah, I should have went with them. But I did get, after I detoxed and everything from all the heavy metals and stuff that was in my body from them putting it. Because like I said, two times a week, three times, sometimes three, going in and getting a jab and they're serialized. They're like, you don't have to take it. And I was like, well, what's wrong with me? They're doing all kinds of CT scans constantly. I had like three CT scans in like a month and a half.
It's and total that's medical irony. Abdomen.
Yeah, that's total they should be doing. Irony. Yeah, it is. It is. And mm-hmm. So I get this call. I mean, I call the company. They eliminate all bad signals emitting from my phone, like the overage, the saturation. Like my phone is, I couldn't even get near it without getting woozy and my heart would be palpitating and stuff. I finally, because I would run over and I'd push send. So I call my customer service. This kid is a genius. Like I said, I've met some angels along the way. They've really helped me. This kid, he says, I will help you. I promise. If I can't get it done, nobody can. I was like, that's the spirit. Thank you, kid, because I feel like I'm dying. So he gets the power reset. I check my meter. He goes, how is it now? I said, wow. It's reading zero now, like it should, like everybody else. I go with the meter over to some people and it's like zero, like there's no threat at all to their phone. And like I said, I gave one to somebody, they went one way and they went the other. The results come back. This guy didn't, you know, with this apparatus, didn't get any kind of reading that I got. I go driving around, I'm filming it. It's like 180 and, you know, all these different fluctuating. It's just hurting me. So The kid, I said, thank you so much. I wish I want to give a survey. I wish I could, you know, kudos to you. I wish I could give you $1 million. But anyway, he just laughs and he said, no, Mr. King, I've been with the company over 20 years, same phone company. And they said, we're glad to have you as a customer, this, that, and the other. The phone, I was real happy. I was like, wow. I kept going over and I didn't even believe that it was not reading off the charts. It wasn't like, you know, trying to kill me. And I go over to it and I'm like, whew. So I sit down, I'm thinking now I can finally breathe a sigh of relief. I can use my phone again. And this was probably, I can't remember, it was maybe 5 minutes, less than 20 minutes. I was dumbfounded that he got it fixed because I'd tried everybody and it would work for like 2 minutes and then go right back. I get a call from my VA doctor. The VA doctor's office calls me. That's the number that comes through on my phone. I don't know what's going on. But whatever it was attributed to my VA medical doctor who's assigned to me for treatment. And I pick it up and I'm thinking he's going to give me you needed an appointment. You're worried. We're worried about you or something. It's a fax sounding screech going on the line, just as a very high pitch, like, whoa, it hurt my eardrum. And I was like, I don't need any of that. I hang the phone up. The signal's back. They attached it to my phone again through the VA, I believe. Now my phone's emitting, the emissions coming out of it again are deadly again. Didn't let me get the free and clear from everything. They just said, oh, we lost the signal for Mr. King. Let's call him and get that place back on his phone again.
That is crazy. Like you've actually are living testimony to many things that people are just being suggested.
Yeah, I want to help in any way possible. That's why I say, you know, get yourself... do that little test to see if your frequencies are, you know, affecting you or you can hear them at all or anything like that. Cause we just fill ourselves full of noise all the time. You got fans going on that, you know, go do a sensory deprivation tank. I challenge that. Maybe you can escape the frequencies that way. And everybody needs to build one of those little egg shaped thing. You get in, float in the water.
I'm not kidding you. Mark from Oracle over here.
It's just, yeah. I mean,
you know, it's really interesting that you're saying this because my struggles have been real lately, and I really feel like I have to get outside more than usual. Yes. Like I have to get into like seclusion and areas, and I want to take drives into like country and be over by the river across the street, like and over at the lake. And these are all things that I'm craving. Like, and
well,
you know,
that's good for you.
I'm on a, we're on a system a lot, right? You're doing this and you got headphones. Like, I don't do wireless or anything, but you know, there's still frequencies running and we have internet to do this. And when you do this, I feel like I'm just as much in contact as somebody who's spending all day on a computer or something.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. So like, I really have this, it's become like a massive need to step into seclusion, if that makes any sense. Even, I mean, also, you can bring your family also, or whatever. But.
Jody, you can do grounding in the sense of walking barefoot. I mean, if you do that, I do that every morning. I get up, get the first rays, and I walk around barefoot for about 45 minutes. I take a walk and I, you know, walk here and there and look at the birds and get distracted as much. I just stay out, like you said, nature. That does help.
You just feel better. Like it does. It's like refurbishing me or something, you know. I feel revitalized again. Like I took vitamins or something, you know.
Exactly. So
that's the way that I've been struggling with some of, I guess, maybe frequency. Maybe it's a lot of frequency lately that I'm struggling with, because this is definitely a lot of symptoms. And being not irritated, but distracted, you know, like your mind is going in like 500 directions.
Right, right. You know, well, you got to remember the underlying effect that's being that they want us to have is this an overstimulated kid, you know. They want everybody overstimulated. And like can't think, and you don't have me time. Your thoughts are sporadic. You're like, oh, I forgot something. They want that. And now I say they. I don't know who it is. I mean, it's got to be to me. It just in my just my crazy brain. I'm just saying it's otherworldly, because no human would ever want this for another human. That's evil. You know, nobody wants that for each other. And I don't care what faction you belong to or what kind of whoever you are. It's not. There's something otherworldly and inhuman to think that this is going on for any purpose. I mean, even if it is embodied in flesh, there's a person going, I'm a mean, evil person. That thought's coming from hell. I mean, there's no other place. It's you are being channeled through. If you're, you know, trying to be evil toward each other, something is possessing you to create this weirdness that's going on. I don't care. I'll tell the monster to his face, you know, like one day we're just all going to start pointing and say Godzilla. And there's going to be like Godzilla coming across the ocean at us. And then we could put a face to it and start. I'll go tickle Godzilla and make him laugh and let, you know, get away. Stop being mean to us. we need something. We need everybody to just get along and say, hey, because I think if we do that, Jody, it's very simple. And if we can just get to the bottom of these people that are doing this, and we don't even care the reason, just stop, you know, because I even my tormentors or haters or anything like that, I still would enjoy them gleaning a little bit of common sense on who we are together as a humanity. You know, if I could say, hey, you know, let's be this way to each other. And they go, why was I ever any other way? Because there's nothing gained by being mean to someone. You don't gain anything. That's just a plan. Everybody's believing that it's okay to be mean because they've empowered people. We don't even know the depth of this. I mean, there's people probably getting promotions in their jobs. They're probably now they think they're just all stars of the universe and everything's great because they're so mean and DEI's come into play. They say, yeah, that's true. We need to punish somebody. And it's like punishment shouldn't even be, you know, like the question. There shouldn't be punishment for anybody because we're all human. We make mistakes. Why are you, you know, I mean, for the heinous stuff, child trafficking, pornography is pedophilia bullshit. Yeah. Let's punish the crap out of them. Let's make the, you know, because right now the technology, what bothers me is it's been this way for 20 years or longer. I mean, but they have all technology to track everything. If they're tracking, you know, when you blow your nose and what kind of Kleenex you buy and the Kleenex count in the box and they know everything about you, why don't they know about, you know, this person doing some stuff over here in a hotel with a child or trafficking these people across the border? And what is it? I think it's like more than 80,000 now. I think there's something like 200,000 or something.
I've lost track, but I could get the number. And I'm telling you, it's horrific because you know they know. just like right. they know about what's in the Kleenex box, you know?
Yeah, sure. And then, and why yeah. why can't we live like that? Why can't, you know, when the pendulum swings and everything, I hope everybody is happy with themselves for causing all this, you know, craziness in the world. But there'll be happy days, and the, you know, if there's a new earth descends from heaven and we all go that route, it doesn't matter. I still, you know, if I ever run into them in the new world and they land on our planet again and I have to face them again, I'm going to tell them the same thing. You know, give me a hug. Stop being mean. What are you right. coming into this? What are you coming into this world for, to treat other people meanly and hurt them and harm them? And use, look at the COVID lockdown. Oh no, it didn't happen that way. Really? It did. The towers are there. The places, everywhere is scattered with these towers every quarter mile now. And they're big and pending and prominent.
We did not have them. And then,
that's when they took the opportunity to erect them all. And
on the farmland, they're on the farmland too, everywhere. You know, what is happening? And I have to say, you remember, like, is our state was one of them, Michigan was one, you know, you couldn't leave, like, literally. You would get pulled over if you,
you know,
like there was nowhere to go. Everything was shut down. Everything was closed. You were locked down. There was nowhere to go. So you had to be at home. And if you left, you would get pulled over. Well, many departments were not following through. They were like, oh no, I'm not doing that. Right. Yeah. People can do what they want. But within time, many other places and states actually suffered the consequences, and people have fines. They were jailed. I mean, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the next 60 whatever days on a roll. And I know, you know, they're desperate. The left is desperate. We don't know what's going to happen. We do know that it's a vicious cycle. And I always tell everyone, let's get to this finish line. You know, let's just take our positivity with us in our prayer and make it over this finish.
We need to pray for Italy too.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah, that's terrible.
There's so much of that. But before we go tonight, is there anything else you wanted to discuss? I was making sure I kind of hit the topics that I know I wanted to learn about from you, which was fabulous.
Yeah. No, I think we just need to all get along and it's not even about reaching across the aisle anymore. It's about reaching out to your neighbors. And if you are in a store, help somebody that looks mean and young. I know it sounds funny, but if they are of the young ilk and they're the generation that hates whatever they've been taught, I always reach out to the younger people in stores. Let me get that for you, or open doors for them. And I just want to change that opinion because they don't know us. We didn't come up like that. Our generation has got to kind of play a role in changing the outlook for the youngsters, you know, and give them an idea that, hey, you know what? That's not so bad. How can you still be smiling? They always want to look and be like, what's behind that? Throw out the mystery to these young folk and make sure they know that you can be trusted. Because right now they think every one of us are scoundrels, they're assholes, we're not even worth even giving a second look at. But I make sure they look at me. I make sure I smile at them. I make sure I, you know, say hello or shake their hand or ask them how they're doing. Let's reach out to those people that are you know, the future voters. Yeah,
Do what Jesus would do, you know. And
yeah,
like I said, Scott, you know, you're one of those men of so much honor and integrity, and it shines through you. And I appreciate you being here so much tonight. And
thank you, Brad.
Guiding the audience through, and for your service, and just, you know, being an immaculate American, really, like a powerful American doing the right thing.
Back at you.
Thank you.
You're doing God's work, and I appreciate all you do, Jody.
Thank you. And I just want to tell everyone, they are also in the chat saying thank you for your service, and so is Fitz. I want to tell everyone to please share this video tonight. Mr. King has a lot of beautiful things to say and explain, and I think we've covered a wide variety of topics that would be very valuable to the public. So please share this video. And when you do that, I want you to click the links down below and check out where you can find Scott. You can find him on X and Instagram. Both of those links are down below. You can click on him and follow him there and connect with him. If anybody is interested in speaking with Mr. Mr. King, let us know. And we will be sure to get you in contact with him and his assistant, who is wonderful, by the way. So today, Scott, we are going to go out on something really cool.
Awesome.
I love it. So first, I always say, God bless you all. God bless POTUS 45 and God bless America. I'm just Jody. We are Patriots Helping Patriots, and we are going to see y'all soon. And here's a word from our president.
Run, boy, run. This world is not meant for you. Run, boy, run. They're trying to catch you. Run, boy, run. Running is a victory. Run, boy, run. Beauty lies behind the hills. Run, boy, run. The sun will be guiding you. Run, boy, run. They're dying to stop you. Run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy. Run, boy, run. Break out from society.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So with American pride swelling in our hearts and American courage stirring in our souls, I say these words to you tonight. We will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.